The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 18 March 2020. And I've got Steve Elkins with me today. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John.
You know, I just got an email from PragerU and saying, we just want to let you know that all of us at PragerU are thinking about you and praying for you and your families are healthy and well, especially during the current challenging times. We're here to provide you with some intellectual and spiritual uplift. To that end, we have prepared a curated list of 10 important videos that you may enjoy over the next few weeks. Best of all, these videos are also great for children who may be home from school. Let's be honest, we all need a break from reading the news about coronavirus right now. So I emailed this wonderful lady back, and I said, you should not stop talking about it. I've been doing radio for about 30 years, and I know a scam when I see one. Everybody should be pushing back on this. And I signed it up, President, you know, blah, blah, blah. Let's see what kind of response I get back from this. Steve, I went into, literally, before the program today, down here in Texas, our 7-Elevens have these wonderful, the best blueberry muffins I've ever eaten, and I've tried them all over the place. We got famous Round Rock donuts down here. They can't hold a candle, these things, in a 7-Eleven. I walked in there today, and they're all individually wrapped. And I looked at the lady, and I go, when did you start wrapping? Well, because of the coronavirus. I said, really? And I said, so? He said, yeah, otherwise we wouldn't let people be reaching in there. I said, but, you know, you guys are always out of those little donut picker-upper sheets. You never have them. So you've taken all that time to wrap all this stuff, but you don't have little sheets, and you sometimes don't even have little plastic bags to stick your little pastries in to carry them out of the store. Well, and I looked at this woman, and I said, do you believe this coronavirus stuff? And she looked at me, and she said, yes, I do. And I said, why? Well, I have two elderly parents. One's 81, and the other one's 86. And I said, so you believe all of what you're hearing because you have elderly parents? And I said, well, I'm not here to tell you that coronavirus isn't out there. I'm not saying it's not a flu, and I'm not saying it's not dangerous to older people. I mean, take a look at, well, we'll get into that later in the program. But, you know, I looked at her and I said, you know, I said, this is basically crap. And she says, well, you know, I hope you're right. I said, but you're going to keep chewing your fingernails, aren't you? And she just looked at me with a look on her face that I won't soon forget. It was one of bemusement. It was not anger. It was just, here's a person that's been inundated and overloaded, and she doesn't know what to do. Yeah. I mean, it's, Steve, it's sad.
Yeah, it is. It's it's a frenzy of panic, and common sense is gone, and critical thinking is gone. And I'm seeing it also. I actually did a kind of a partial show in a standing line at a Publix the other day, and I actually found a woman behind me that agreed. She said, "This is a scam." I said, "Thank you. Thank you for not being frenzied in a panic." And she said, "It's a scam. There's something else going on that they're doing. It's government." I said, "Yes. You are a smart lady. You are a very smart lady. Everybody else is running around here like their head's cut off, like a chick with a head cut off." But it is, and I don't know when they're going to come to grips to say, you know, we've been lied to. We've been down this road before with weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
But this, like I said, is the greatest story ever sold to the American people. To not have the statistics behind you and still reinforce this fear factor of it's going to kill you. This is the end of the world. It's amazing. It's a great salesman. I don't know how it happened, but I'm very disappointed in the American people. I really am disappointed that people haven't said, "Wait a minute here, let me think about this." But I guess fear suspends common sense and critical thinking.
Oh, I'm sure, Steve, those words are being spoken, but they're carefully being edited off of just about everything. That you're not allowed to challenge the coronavirus, millions of people are going to die BS because, well, you're not getting on board, and we need people to be watchful and mindful and obey the government.
Right.
Many people have told you, you know, you tell them what you do. You're a nurse. Oh, you work. Where do you work? I work in a hospital. Mm-hmm. Well, they've been telling you, well, don't go to the hospital. You'll get the coronavirus. What are you saying to those people?
I'm telling them. I use the same precaution I do with the regular flu through the flu season in the winter months. I wash my hands. Everything you're supposed to do through the regular flu is what I still practice in this season because it's not quite over yet. I have not had the flu. I have been very healthy since I moved out here to Florida. I was much sicker in California than I have been here. I think they did a lot more spraying in the area where I lived than out here. So it's because it's pretty breezy out here. So I don't know. I'm healthy, and I'm staying healthy, and I'm not changing my lifestyle. I'm simply putting into practice the things I did for the flu season, and I'm extending it a little bit longer.
Okay, but that's it. Isn't there kind of a Hippocratic oath? I don't know if it's the same with doctors, but don't you guys have your own Hippocratic oath that, you know, you're a healthcare professional. What are you going to do, hover in place and not go to your job? There's people in that hospital. No. And by the way, how many cases does your hospital have?
Zippo.
Yeah.
Zippo. Nothing. One came in. It looked like it might have been or just a regular flu. And I'll find out today. But I think, far as I know, actually my wife would have told me today. And I believe it's a negative. But other than that, no, nothing.
Oh,
nothing.
Just, we've seen some regular flus, hell with that. But, just throw them in a body bag, toe tag, and throw them in a body bag and put them in the morgue. Let's not have any.
Well, I do have a responsibility. I do have a responsibility. Hippocratic oath: do no harm. And I can't simply say I am not going to go to work and freak out on this and say I'm going to stay home and protect my own rear end and not go to work. I can't do that. I can't do that, and I won't do that. I have a requirement. I have a duty to act and do my job, and like I said, this is a farce. I am not buying into this, and I hope sometime down the road here, the people will wake up and say, you know what, it was a big nothing burger here, and let's get back to work, if there's even a job waiting for them anymore after this economy is destroyed. I said all those people who didn't die from Corona, they're all worried about dying from Corona. They'll die a slow economic death. Because everything they've worked for will be taken away from them. They'll lose their homes or cars. Forget college. That's on hold. Everything is going to go down the toilet from a fraud. A fraud that this was going to be the end all. A killer. Pretty sad.
This bailout package, and I just got this thing, and I want to open it up and go through it carefully. This is one of the mainstream news stories that they seem to want to flower the story and, you know, put a little sidebar stuff in there. You know, anything but get to the point. Let's just fill up. I'm required to write 300 lines, so let me just load it up with crap. So I got to go through their crap to get the pertinent information out of it. But what I said a few minutes ago, Steve, about we've had 109 U.S. coronavirus deaths in the United States. I think that's an accurate count.
I had 108, but 109 sounds about right.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe they mistook the guy that fell off drunk on the bar stool and breaking his neck. Maybe he had some sniffles.
Throw him on the list.
Throw him on the list as well. Well, yeah. 30 of these 109, almost a third of these, the U.S. coronavirus deaths, they're associated with the same senior center in Kirkland, Washington.
Right.
Here's this big pandemic that killed 30 people in an old folks' home. And, Steve, I'm so angry. I don't know what to do anymore. Being behind a microphone isn't enough. I want to grab something or somebody and just choke the crap out of them. They're offering money to businesses. Okay, and then they've got their rules, the government rules and regulations. Oh, but you know we're going to send money directly to people as well, and then they're figuring out how much they need to send them. Yeah. Send them for what? What, by the time you clowns get done screwing around with this, there's not going to be a job to return to.
That's right.
And what did I say?
Yeah, this is their thinking is this new economic stimulus plan of giving money to the family and for each child, I guess, $500 on it. It's just crazy. First of all, where's the money coming from? Okay. I don't know. We're going to print it and get more money in circulation and devalue the dollar just a little bit more. How do you plan on paying all these people? And again, like you said, once this is all over, how many big businesses will get their bailouts? They'll swallow up the competition. And the little business guy, his little business, he's history. He's history.
Well, yeah,
he's gone.
Steve, we'll get the money. We'll order the Treasury to print the money. And then we'll legitimize it and try to back it, selling U.S. Treasuries that are yielding absolutely nothing, that nobody's buying.
Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, goes on the books as a debt. And the juice is running on this stuff, folks. You know, you would think that these wonderful banks, these thieves, these master thieves that pulled the biggest ripoff in human history ever witnessed back in 2008, right. Wall Street and the banks, they were in up to their eyeballs in this. You'd think that, wait a minute, hey, fellas, at a board meeting or something, you know, we've wrung these suckers out. We've just about emptied out their, we've squeezed the last drop of blood out. Why don't we give them a break? Why don't we just make these loans available or just give the money at zero interest? You hearing any talk of that?
No. What I am laughing about, you know, I was talking about the numbers are all fudged and lying. The 3.5% unemployment, which never was, by the way.
Never.
I've always theorized it was around 22. And now I hear Mnuchin talking about this is going to be so devastating a virus here and shutting down businesses and people losing their jobs that you're going to see unemployment between 22 and 25%. And that's a lie because we're already at 22%. It's going to be a hell of a lot more than that. Again, the lying numbers.
Well, and this flies in the face of people that voted and supported Trump, and he's out there. And to his, if I was a policy advisor to him or I was working on his campaign, I would have cautioned the president, tread carefully with this one, because you're rolling out there and you're touting these ridiculous numbers that one of your stupid brainless aides that got it from their boss and God knows who they are. Here's the propaganda kid. He asked for a briefing. Go take it to the prez. Here you go. And I'm looking at this. Look, folks, after the 2008 ripoff, in 2009 going into 2010, we had better than 33-34% of the workforce, available workforce, people that used to have jobs, no longer had jobs. They were out of work. When you're talking those kind of numbers, you're talking well over 90 million people were out of work. So Trump, and I don't know why the lefties didn't jump on him for this one. So Trump comes out and announces to everybody, well, we've added 3.5 million jobs. And the other jobs report comes out, oh, we've added a couple hundred here. And they don't tell you about the ones that are lost. These are not accurate unemployment numbers. So here's the deal, folks. And I'll be generous on this one. I'll be generous. Say that 30 million people are back to work. Okay. Then let's bring that number. Let's round that 90 million out of work. 30 went back. Okay, that's 70 million people left. Where are they working? What are they doing? The economy's great. Unemployment's at 3.5%. The economy is booming. I would have told the President of the United States, look, Mr. President, you know, get your spin guys together and get them working on this, but you know what? You've got to present some fact. And here would have been a reason for Donald Trump to say, look, we've got to do this because these aren't strong numbers. I've looked at it. And we need to get these factories back here. We need to bolster and return Americans back to work. Just as he kept hammering the wall, he should have kept hammering that. And they couldn't have used this coronavirus, the banks and Wall Street, to hide under these little sniveling, cowardly bastard thieves. Do you think I'm a little excited today, Steve? I am angry.
I'm also burned down on it. But, you know, you're talking about the numbers, the government numbers. When they talk about the numbers, if they were truly honest, they would say the number of losses and the number of gains, and then you'd have a net gain. And they never tell you that. You're right. There's a lot of drop-offs. There's a lot of positions that have been phased out. A lot of people losing jobs, and they talk about, well, we created 100,000 jobs this month, 125,000, 150,000 jobs. Well, how many did you lose the month? So is there a net gain or a net loss? That would be the honest way to report a story like that. And that's what we're never going to hear, because that would hurt their numbers. And people would say, wait a minute here, that we are not at 3.5%. If he told us what was lost and what was gained, either a positive or a negative, that would hurt their numbers and they would hurt their credibility. Now, actually, I predict if tomorrow is a bad, bad day, today was down, the Dow was down about 2,000 something and then came back.
13, round
finished
13.
Up at 1338.46.
Negative 13.
If we have another big day tomorrow, 1,500 to 2,000 loss, I predict that they'll probably not open up Wall Street on Friday or Monday and try to figure it just an appearance alone to make it look like they're trying to stop this cascade of events here to bring the market down. They want the market down. You and I know this is a reset, but they want to attempt to look like they're trying to stop it. But I saw they'll probably take Friday and Monday off, start back up on Tuesday. That's my prediction.
Well,
a long banker's holiday.
No, I don't think that's correct. I've been watching these business shows, and they're just pouring over the stocks and reacting to the shocks on the market. That's all they're talking about. They're not talking about market viability, strengths of companies, how much money they've got. They're not doing any of the usual when they're out there, and that's all these shows are for. They're nothing but the cheerleaders and the salesmen for Wall Street. And they right. fill that need quite nicely. They put a legitimate face on it. I've been looking into the eyes of these classless individuals lying to the American people for a number of years, but now it's almost, Steve, as if they're stuck. The record is skipping because they're repeating the same thing about every 5 minutes, and they've been doing this for days. Yep. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, okay, now what? Well, they know damn right well. They know probably better than anybody else because they're enmeshed in this stuff every stinking day of their lives. And they hear the unspoken words that you and I are not supposed to hear. And they are on the trading floors. They're talking to these people every single day. And they know better than anybody else in this country that this damned reset that we're witnessing right now was long overdue. And I'm not panicked here. You've heard what I said on this, Steve. I'm not panicked on this because this market's going to go down to about 13,000 on the Dow Jones. A more probably reasonable reflection of real market wealth representing all these companies on Wall Street and NASDAQ and all that other stuff is probably somewhere between 10 and 12,000. But I'll sell it for the 13,000. That's enough shock. But that means, that means what? That means that 17,000 points came off that Dow Jones Industrial Average, which
I was theorizing 15.5 about what we reached 30, and I thought we'll go about half of that 15. Yeah. My guess is 15.
Yeah, 13. And this is why I told people. Steve, I am not. I don't promote myself as being an economist or a soothsayer. I don't have tarot cards or I don't have a crystal ball. I just feel the rhythm of these people and what they do. And I'm telling you, folks, for the first time, in all my years in radio. When it hits that 12, 13,000 and finally bottoms out, go buy stock.
We have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Well, everybody's jumping on this. I think I found the story that you're referring to earlier. By the way, Steve, I think we should tell folks, conversed prior to the program. So you and I were talking earlier today. And I said, I think there's a silver lining in this. And I went on to explain that, look, the government has been shown up. I mean, just take a look at the Democrats and the idiot Republicans. You know, a lot of people that are real true conservatives and conservatives. I'll catch up to my brain is running a million miles a minute. My mouth can't keep up. There are people in this country that know what true conservatives are, and we don't have any of those in Washington, D.C. in the Republican Party. The Democrats have proven themselves to be exactly what the end-all be-all was socialism, communism, any damn way. They just didn't like people like Bernie Sanders and AOC putting it up in lights. Now, I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, we've had Trump out there calling the news fake news, which we have known for a number of years. Folks, I knew that damn near 30 years ago when I started doing radio. I just knew that I had to do something to push back against this tide of constant indoctrination BS and useless information. And Steve, the thought occurred to me that this may be a very good thing for people, because once they realize that this madcap, over-the-edge hysteria about coronavirus and millions of people are going to die, once this thing settles down and they have time to breathe once again and not spend their time washing their hands and running around pulling their hair out, they're going to look back at this and go, the government lied to us again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Folks, I'm telling you, this is no time to panic. And this is what people are being driven to abject fear, and they have no hope. But don't worry, we're the government, and we're here to help you. We're going to test you with tests that don't work. We're going to tease you with, oh, we're working on vaccines for it. Oh, Dr. Oz came out today, Steve, one of your favorites. This guy came out and says, look, there's stuff on the shelf that we're finding is alleviating the symptoms of the coronavirus. And I'm like, okay. So a long story short here, Steve, this madcap, hysteric crap, they're pushing people to the edge on this.
They are.
And this, I don't know, people have said, well, this is going to destroy the economy. Not if the government borrows enough money and throws it around. And then again, my contention in all of this, the major point of this is to do the market resets worldwide. They were going to pop, and we couldn't have the bankers looking all guilty now, could we? No, we got to deflect away from them, because God knows they're good people and they've had enough criticism. They're just here to supply us money. That's all that they do. You know, Steve, I am fed up with the... I almost said it. I am fed up with the BS, the lies, the unconstitutional stuff, the covering up. I am tired of all of this. And here, this may be depressing for people, but here again, part of what I've been doing for all these years is to try to help restore the constitutionally limited republic and the rule of law to apply to everybody equally. And I don't give a damn if you're a liar like Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, Bob Barr's not pushing real hard on getting into her case. He is deflecting. I read that story today. I have it posted up. I don't want to bother with it today. But the evil ones are being protected. Look, folks, I don't give a damn if you're a golf caddy or you're president of the United States. I don't care if you're a senator or you're a baker. I don't care if you're a candlestick maker. If you are dirty and you do a dirty deed and a crime that harms others, you go to jail like everybody else does. End of story. I am so sick of the corruption in this country. Now, here's the bad news, folks. If we don't fix that and have a lawful, transparent government, they're going to be pulling more of the same crap in the future. How do you like them apples? One crisis after another.
Sean Hannity yesterday slipped up and said there are going to be more future pandemics. He actually said that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a trial run. We'll see how this one goes. But he actually said more pandemics in the future.
Well, here's the Ron Paul piece. And it'll give me time to concentrate on the story and not blow a 50-amp fuse here. Ron Paul writes, and by the way, I had to get it out of the Russia Insider. The story's not that available on websites across the United States. Wonder why. Governments love crises because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of them. He says, that's bottom of the hour. I got to take it. I'll continue with this on the other side. And we'll take your phone calls today, folks. I don't know. Are you as angry as I am? And they're now telling us. Now they're telling us, Steve. Well, hang on here, because we might have consistent waves of coronavirus, and this may last for another year and a half in this country. Right. Blow it out your rectums. And that's being polite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.prayerforprogress.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief.
Here's the trick, folks. Try to figure out who the Joker and the thief is. They're hardly indistinguishable. Let me finish this up, and I guess we're starting to get calls here. All right. This is Ron Paul writing. He says, after 9/11, for example, Americans accepted a near total destruction of their civil liberties and the Patriot Act's hollow promises of security. It's ironic to see the same Democrats who tried to impeach Trump last month for abuse of power, demanding the administration grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus that thus far has killed less than 100 Americans. Folks, the official number is now 109, with 30-plus of those being out there in one old folks' home. Declaring a pandemic, he goes on to say, emergency on Friday, President Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus, and as political rights, stop and seize any plane, train, or automobile to stymie the spread of contagious disease. He can even call out the military to cordon off a U.S. city or state. State and local authoritarians love panic as well. The mayor of Champaign, Illinois, signed an executive order declaring the power to ban the sale of guns and alcohol and cut off gas, water, or electricity to any citizen. The governor of Ohio just essentially closed his entire state. the chief fearmonger of the Trump administration. Now, keep in mind, while I'm reading this to you folks, Ron Paul is a doctor, okay? Here's a guy that was in Congress for over 20 years, had a good record as a doctor, knows which end is up. I continue. The chief fearmonger of the Trump administration is without a doubt Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institute of Health. Fauci is all over the media serving up outright falsehoods to stir up even more panic. He testified to Congress that the death rate for the coronavirus is 10 times that of the seasonal flu, a claim without any, and I repeat, any scientific basis. On Face the Nation, Fauci did his best to further damage an already tanking economy by stating, right now, personally, myself, I wouldn't go to a restaurant. He's pushed for closing the entire country down for 14 days. Over what, Ron asked? A virus that has thus far killed over 5,000 worldwide and less than 100 in the United States? By contrast, now this is from a doctor's perspective, by contrast, tuberculosis, an old disease not much discussed these days, killed nearly 1.6 million people in 2017. Where's the panic over this? If anything, what people like Fauci and other fearmongers are demanding will likely make the disease worse. The martial law they dream about will leave people hunkered down inside their homes instead of going outdoors or to the beach where the sunshine and the fresh air would boost immunity. The panic produced by these fearmongers is likely helping spread the disease as massive crowds rush into Walmart and Costco for that last roll of toilet paper. The madness over the coronavirus is not limited to politicians in the medical community. The head of the neoconservative Atlantic Council wrote an editorial this week urging NATO to pass Article 5 declaration of war against the COVID-19 virus. Are they going to send in tanks and drones to wipe out these microscopic enemies? People should ask themselves whether this coronavirus pandemic could be a big hoax, with the actual danger of the disease massively exaggerated by those who seek to profit financially or politically from the ensuing panic. This is not to say the disease is harmless. Without question, people will die from coronavirus. Those in vulnerable categories should take precautions to limit their risk of exposure. But we have seen this movie before. Government overhypes a threat as an excuse to grab more of our freedoms. When the threat is over, however, they never give our freedoms back to us. It wasn't theirs to take in the first place. It was enumerated by the state and federal constitutions, but that was just a roadmap for what do we need to step on next. Steve, geez, old Pete.
Well, I'm glad you you posted on the website. I'm looking at it right now, the COVID-19 coronavirus data pack. And I'm going to tell the listeners to go to the RBN website and please look at these graphs. Look at the numbers. Look at these numbers. Take them in. Share this this document here with other people, because Dr. Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Is speaking the truth. I would put a lot more trust in Ron Paul than it would anybody else, especially Dr. Oz. But this graph here is great, John. It's you mentioned tuberculosis, and it's average disease deaths per year worldwide. A nice graph there. It tells you all the way to the top to the bottom here what the most prevalent is. And I suggest people read that and share that with other people, because you are being scammed. I mean, you know, RBN listeners are smart. They get it. They get the scam. But we got to share the message with other people. And this is a good document to show, to prove our point.
Well, people are all over this this character that you've seen speaking from the World Health Organization, and I, folks, refer to it as the World Whore Organization, which is proven time to time to be. Hello, world. Before economy totally disintegrates, will anybody else notice the WHO director made basic math error and causing global coronavirus panic? The controversial Ethiopian politician and director general of the and he's an Ethiopian politician, but he's the director general of the World Health Organization. and I'm only going to try this name once, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Okay, that's the last time I'm going to try that one. Claimed in a press conference in early March that the fatality rate for the coronavirus was many multiples that of the fatality rate of the common flu. This egregiously false premise has led to the greatest economic panic in world history. Director, it was 2008 and the funny money people. The director general of WHO spoke on March 3rd. He says, while many people globally have built up immunity to seasonal flu strains, COVID-19 is a new virus to which no one has immunity. That means more people are susceptible to infection and some will suffer severe diseases. Now, globally, about 3.4% of reported COVID-19 cases have died. By comparison, seasonal flu generally kills far fewer than 1% of those affected. The statement led to the greatest panic in world history as the global elite media shared and repeated the coronavirus was many, many, many more times more deadly than the common flu. The problem is his statement is false. It wasn't accurate. As the Gateway pundit reported Monday, the coronavirus mortality rate reported by the media, stated by this doctor idiot from Ethiopia or wherever he's from, here's a summary of the analysis updated with today's latest numbers, proving the director general's statement was very misleading and materially false. 2019-2020, the number of deaths from seasonal flu in the U.S., they have it at 22,000. Now, I'm talking about seasonal flu here, folks. I'll get to the coronavirus here in a second. Seasonal flu, number of deaths, 22,000. Number of confirmed cases through testing, 222,552. Regular flu, number of people tested, 1,073,976. Number of estimated cases, 36 million. Death rate per confirmed cases, 10%. Death rate per estimated cases, 0.1%. Now, the coronavirus, 2019-2020. Number of deaths, they have it at 116. Number of confirmed cases through testing, 7,301. Number of people tested, doesn't apply, don't know. Do they have test kits at work? No, 80%? No. Number of estimated cases, they don't know. Death rate per confirmed cases, 1.6%. Coronavirus globally, ladies and gentlemen, 8,272 cases. Number of confirmed cases through testing, 206,845. The death rate per confirmed cases, 4%. And they don't have an estimated, they just don't have an estimation on that. Now, this Tedros guy used the actual number of deaths due to the coronavirus divided by confirmed cases to get his 3.4% mortality rate. That number from last week, since the time of mortality rate based on current reported numbers, is near 4%. Now, Tedros then compared the actual coronavirus mortality rate to an estimated flu mortality rate of 0.1%. The U.S. flu mortality rate is based on an estimated 22,000 deaths divided by an estimated 36 million flu cases, giving us a 0.1% mortality rate. Now, Tedros compared known numbers for the coronavirus, but did not include the estimated number of those infected who are asymptomatic. This number is likely in the tens of thousands and could be the millions, but there's no way of knowing right now. One study released this week revealed that 6 of 7 people infected by the coronavirus are asymptomatic. They don't even know that they're infected. Which, guess what, folks? That means they ain't going to die. Tedros then compared the known numbers of 206,845 cases of coronavirus to the millions of estimated annual flu cases. I'm talking about just regular flu. Again, he does not include the... Oh, man. As of Wednesday morning, there were 7,300 confirmed cases in the U.S. There were 116 confirmed deaths associated with the virus. The mortality rate for those two sets of numbers is 1.6%. And we also noted, according to a new study by the journal Science, 6 of the 7 coronavirus victims, or 86% of the infections, were even undocumented. If the latest study published in the Science Journal is correct, then the coronavirus scare will be the greatest hoax in world history, causing trillions and trillions of dollars in economic disaster. And I'll tell you what, Steve, it finishes off in this story. This WHO and Dear Tedros need to be held responsible. Is he going to talk or am I going to go silent here?
Oh, no, I thought commercial was coming. I was going to say, I thought I was waiting for that commercial. No, yeah, I was going to say, you know, let me suggest something here. We know how they like to doctor numbers and change numbers. What is the possibility? And I'm going to put this out there just because I think it's possible. With counting the number of deaths, what's to say that the number of deaths by the regular flu this year have not been totaled up and then put over, a portion of them have been put over on the CV-19 list to bring the numbers up, to bring more fear? Is that not possible?
We're dealing with...
What do you think?
Steve, we're dealing with heretics here. We're dealing with fearmongers. We're dealing with the with the liars. So,
yeah,
I think
they
that
fabricate
that...
and take... Yeah, they take those deaths and add them to CV-19. Would that not increase more fear? Sure it would. You got more death toll. I'm suggesting that I think that might be happening. I would not be surprised. If they're able to tweak everything, every number we know of, the Baltadry Index, the unemployment numbers, the GDP, everything, our national debt is not $22 trillion. If they're able to manipulate all those numbers, can they not manipulate this number here, add more deaths to it than really are the deaths in order to create that fear factor?
I'm assuming that's sure that's a rhetorical question. It doesn't require my response.
They can. They can and they probably are. They can and probably are.
Laura in Michigan.
I would not be surprised.
Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I just wanted to say what you're suffering from is herd hysteria. Yeah, they say herd immunity. You've got herd hysteria. Yeah. And look what they've done. They've been able to take our First Amendment away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We don't have freedom of the press because the same cabal owns all the media, right? So we don't have freedom of assembly because you only have 10 people. Can't have freedom of religion because if you can't have over 10 people together, the religion's gone. So they've pretty much taken away our whole First Amendment in one fell swoop.
The right to assemble. Yep.
And I was going to give you a little Michigan update, too.
Okay.
In Lansing, the woman mayor, and you notice all, a lot of this is women, like Champaign, Illinois. She told the police they no longer have to go to calls that are property calls. Only if they're killing you that they have that the police have to respond. So they can rip off your car, rip off your house, whatever, and the police will not respond now in Lansing.
Well, Laura, just a little more information there. I saw a news clip on Fox News today, and some Asian-descended American in California someplace, I'm going to assume it was either L.A. or San Francisco, always out there buying the gun because people are prejudiced against the Asians because of this coronavirus. That's what they're putting out there. And I'm looking at this, and I thought, you disgusting people. I'll tell you the people that need to be wiped out. I'll tell you the people that need to die from this, and I hope I'm not being too harsh here, is all the damn liars that are in our face lying through their teeth at us.
Right, right. Well, I think what's going to happen is when we start to have some shooting, people are going to start defending their own homes and their own streets, you know, in Lansing. You just watch, there's going to be some shootings in Lansing because of this.
Okay, so what was the... Laura, give me the reason why the mayor of Lansing said that the cops would no longer be responding to anything else but shootings and a murder.
Because this COVID thing, that's all she gave.
That's all she said. Jeez,
oh,
Pete.
Yeah, yeah.
This is amazing.
It is.
Exactly.
It is amazing. Well, I hope people are armed.
I'm glad you said that, Stevie.
They have to start protecting their own property.
Okay, guys, slow your roll here for a second. I think this is one of the aspects they really want to declare martial law. So let's be very, very careful about people arming up and possibly the system collapsing and people roaming the streets and stealing, and you got to kill people to... There is your precursor to full-on national martial law. So I am asking people...
Could be,
yeah, I am asking people right now, slow your roll on this defense crap, okay? Let's just let this coronavirus thing run its course, which it's going to, and no, it's not going to last 12 to 18 months. I mean, I God almighty. Laura, I thank you for your call, dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. This is Steve. This is coming. Goldman Sachs says U.S. will do it in 60 days. Oh, we got a bank telling us we're going to defeat the coronavirus in 60 days. Well, there's a break. Just when I want to... Okay. We'll continue to take your calls. You're going to stick around the next hour as well, Steve?
That's up to you. If you want me to, yeah.
Oh, yes, I do.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. Let me give you the latest numbers out of China, folks. They've turned the corner on this, and guess what? Half of China isn't dead. Surprised? Not if you've been watching the media.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Let's look at the numbers from China as of yesterday.
Can I add something real quick here, John?
Sure.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Something that people don't probably realize here. When we lost our manufacturing, we sent our manufacturing to China to get cheap labor and bypass the EPA and and the unions and all that stuff to get that cheap labor and, of course, bring it back and jack the price up and make huge, huge, massive profits. We exported our pollution to China, and China's air is very, very poor. They have some of the worst air in the world. Now, keeping that in mind, and also they have a lot of high smoking there. A lot of people smoke in China. The big tobacco, what they lost here in this country through lawsuits, have simply reached out and found another person, another continent to bring tobacco to. And so the Chinese smoke a lot of cigarettes and other things, plus their poor air quality. So factoring those two things in there, it's understandable that they would have impaired lungs. So it wouldn't take a whole lot for regular flu or this thing here, this COVID-19, to interrupt gas exchange with the lungs and bring a lot of problems on, especially with your elderly. But I don't think anybody's even really thought about that too much, the poor air quality, and they smoke a lot. So they are already susceptible, have lung impairment, sure, some damage there, and then they get this thing here, and then you got a bad outcome, I guess. So I just wanted to mention that because people don't even think about that. Why would they have such a problem? Well, that's why.
Well, and here's the latest numbers. Coronavirus cases in China as of yesterday, 80,881. Deaths attributable, 3,226. Recovered, 68,715. Now, the active cases, 8,940 currently infected patients, 5,714, that's 64%, is a mild case. 3,226 or 36% serious or critical. Total corona cases in China as far as January 22nd, near zero. By February 15th, 50,000. February 12th, 60,000. February 15th, 70,000. February 27th, 80,000. And March 13th, 80,000. That's 0 to 50 in 20 days, 50,000, folks. And only 16 more days, there were a stable total of 80,000 cases that the Chinese would hit by the coronavirus. Now, folks, when I tell you that they have turned the corner in China, everybody's dismissing this. Oh, the Chinese, they just lie. They've been fixing, trying to fix the current. They've been doing this. They've been doing that. These are the numbers that are coming out of China. These are the people that are on the ground treating these patients. And they're telling the world, look, we got a handle on this. But here in this country, Steve, they're just ratcheting up the fear, throwing money out of the helicopter door and restricting movements and shutting everything down. Holy mackerel. By the way, I hope I can get this in quickly here. John Moore sent this to me. This came to him by way of a person, and it's been redacted. But this is the official government. You get a pass. The individual carrying this letter is authorized by the National Incident Commander, redacted, North America's, to respond to the medical and support staff needs of patients who require life-sustaining medical treatment in a blank services facility or laboratory. As such, this individual should be allowed to travel freely and without interruption or interdiction to and from whatever location that requires his or her assistance. If you have any further authorization or information, please contact me immediately at blank blank National Incident Commander. With a letter like that, Steve, it seems like they're going to be restricting travel even further, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
800-313-9443. Folks, hang on to your baby buggies, because we're going to be in for a ride at the hands of these thieves and liars. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. I'm your host, John Statmiller, riding shotgun with me today, 12-gauge, double-aught buck, Steve Elkins.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.